Amos chapter 1. The words of Amos, who is among the herdsmen from Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam the son of Joash king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. He said, "The Lord roars from Zion, and raises his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds are parched, and the top of Carmel withers. This is what the Lord says, 'For 3 crimes of Damascus, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they have threshed Gilead with iron threshing sledges. So I will send fire on the house of Hazael, and fire will devour the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break the gate bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Avin, or wickedness, the one who holds the scepter from Beit Eden. The people of Aram will go into captivity to Kir, says the Lord." This is what the Lord says, "For 3 crimes of Gaza, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they exiled the whole people to sell them to Edom. So I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, and fire will destroy its fortresses. I will cut off the inhabitants of Ashdod, the one who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron. The remnant of the Philistines will perish, says the Sovereign Lord." This is what the Lord says, "For 3 crimes of Tyre, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they delivered up the whole people to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send a fire on the wall of Tyre, and fire will devour its fortresses." This is what the Lord says, "For 3 crimes of Edom, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword, and cast off all pity. In his anger he continually tore them apart, and he kept his wrath forever. So I will send fire on Teman, and fire will devour the fortresses of Bozrah." This is what the Lord says, "For 3 crimes of the children of Ammon, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they have ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their border. But I will set fire to the wall of Rabbah, and fire will devour its palaces, with shouting on the day of battle, with a windstorm in the day of the whirlwind. And their king will go into exile, he and his princes together, says the Lord." Amos chapter 1.